We're just announcing the availability of a little over $3 million in competitive grants that farmers markets or organizations that work with farmers markets can apply for between now and the 18th of June. And these funds will be awarded in September of this year. And the goal of these funds is really to help more farmers markets to be able to serve SNAP or food stamp recipients. And I'm pleased to say that as of this month, there are now over 6,000 farmers markets across the United States that are able to accept electronic benefits with the plastic cards that provide for SNAP benefits in each of the states across the country. That's a huge increase because back in the year 2008, there were fewer than 800 markets across the U.S. So we have had an eightfold increase. We've been working hard at it. And farmers in the southeast part of the United States in particular have been very responsive to this effort. For example, now in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, we've got almost 400 farmers markets in Alabama. In Florida, there are 147 or so. In Georgia, 234 markets that now can accept SNAP benefits. And the goal of these grants today is to, again, assist additional markets or additional farmers or direct marketing farmers to be able to receive that benefit. It follows on the heels of a grant program we announced early this in the month of April, the early part of April, and a key recipient of that was Organic Farmers Coalition in Florida. And those FINA grants, as we call them, were intended to help farmers markets or grower associations to, again, increase the number of SNAP recipients who use their benefits to buy typically locally grown, fresh, healthier, less processed foods that are grown by growers and farmers. And our goal in all of this is twofold. One, to encourage low-income people to eat healthier foods, and two, to put those dollars back in the hands of local growers, typically smaller growers than some of the large commercial operations.